Sometimes, when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray, praise God and bless His holy name. You are now tuning in to Minister of God and Christ Jesus Foundation. This is Dr. Williams, and today I'll be teaching The Holy Spirit Will Help You Forever, Part 8. God works on a pattern based on a principle. What do I have to do to line up with God? Thank you for calling. Thank you for tuning in. Before today's teaching goes forth, all you have to do is listen in faith, believe in the power of God, and receive the fresh anointing and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Hi, this is Kathy from Anaheim. What do I have to do to get right with God?
Hi, my name is Gilbert, and I'm from Anaheim. What do I have to do to line up with God?
Hi, I'm Alex from Garden Grove. What do I have to do to get lined up with God?
Number one, agreement. Get in agreement with the word of God that Jesus Christ of Nazareth spoke. Number two, the words that we speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Number three, God's principles and God's patterns, that we're knowing God's principles and all information from God that we need to help us in all God's words. Number four, the word of God. Is it in your mouth? The word of God. Is it in your heart that we may do it, and that life and good is before us, that we do love the Lord our God? We walk in God's ways, we keep God's commandments, His statutes, His judgments, that we may live and multiply, and the Lord our God may bless us in the land whether we go to possess it. Now we choose life, that both we and our seed may live. Number five, we stand fast in liberty, wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Number six, our human spirit, our soul, and our body is controlled by God, yielded to God, in agreement with God, on one accord, and surrendered to God. And number seven, our will, our mind, our thinking, our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, our senses, and our imaginations over to God's authority as a yielded soul to be used for God's will. Isn't that something? Number eight, every action that we demonstrate is for God's glory. And we glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which belongs to God. Number nine, we present our body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. Number 10, our fulfilled obedience of Christ, the mighty weapons of our warfare through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Number 11, true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. And now, let us worship God in the Spirit, and let us worship God in the truth. Number 12, the Spirit of truth guides us in all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. And number 13, the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you, within our life, in our life, upon our life, in heaven, and in the earth realm. And that is the answer to the question, what do I have to do to line up with God? Stay tuned for more teaching. Get this understanding. Understand this revelational knowledge. God works on a pattern based on a principle. What do I have to do to line up with God? Sometimes, when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray. Sometimes, when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray. Sometimes, when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray.
Sometimes when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray. Sometimes when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray. When you start to pray. When you start to pray. Sometimes when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray. Did you know God has answered all prayers before the foundation of the world? God knows what you are praying for before you even ask Him. God doesn't need details. He wants agreement. The power of our prayers is in the agreement of God's word. We must be at the right place at the right time for our being to be used by God for the right timing in our life. Everything is on a cycle, which includes our blessings. If we miss that opportunity, it will come again. Whenever we pray, we must thank God for what He has already done, as well as stand in agreement with His word for the things that we desire. One of our purposes on earth is to pray so that earth can be like heaven. Manifestation is our receiving from God through our belief in His word, our actions according to His word, and what we say according to His word. Our testimonies are finished facts on the earth. Our words are power defenses against Satan and all of his demons. What we sing and the statements that we make about ourselves, God positions all of our prayers either towards mercy or towards our covenant rights. Sometimes when you don't know what you're talking about, when you open your mouth and you don't know what to pray about, when you start to pray, God will have to send those prayers in the area of either mercy or in the area of your covenant rights. Your prayers always go to mercy when you don't know the rights. Your prayers always go towards mercy when you don't know how to pray because you don't understand the covenant rights. All of those prayers are mercy prayers. But then God will direct your prayers to covenant rights when you actually know the word. Now when you pray, you're speaking according to His word. Oh, come on, somebody. You are what you pray. You are worthy because Christ is worthy. So stop saying you're not worthy, because we are all worthy because Christ is worthy once we become believers. Believe while we pray. You have received it. At the moment that we start praying, we should believe whatever it is we're praying for. We should immediately believe that. Overthrow our doubts by magnifying God. And never ask for judgment against your enemies. Pray for your enemy. That's the difference between vindication, prayers of vindication, and asking God to put His judgment against your enemies. Never ask for judgment against your enemies. Pray for your enemy. If you do not know the will of God for your life, ask for it. Isn't that something? If you do not know God's will for your life, ask God to reveal to you what His will is for your life. And at the weakest point in our life is when God gives us the greatest blessing. At the weakest point in our life is when God gives us the greatest revelation. Tradition in a sin-conscious church will keep the power of God away from you if you practice religion at the same time you start praying. Tradition in a sin-conscious church will keep the power of God away from you if you practice religion and pray at the same time. We never plead to God. We only invoke His word. We never have a problem with anyone on earth, only Satan and his demons. Always say, in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yeshua, with every point in your prayer. Each time we say Father or Abba or Father God, we should also say, in the name of Jesus or in the name of Yeshua. And those were the essential points of prayer. Because when you pray, you have to understand what it is you're saying and what are the rules, what's the regulations. You know, what's the rules to prayer? What's the regulation to prayer? And what's God's policy on prayer? I just explained to you the essential points of prayer. This is an organic teaching from the foundational root. It's called root knowledge teaching. Praise God and bless His holy name. Shalom.